Yeah, Rory Kavanagh, pleasing victory, 215 to 5 points here in Glenties this evening, to seeing you safely in the semi-final.
Yeah, look, I suppose it was just job done from our perspective. I thought we started, we were kind of quite nervous, Brendan, at the start, first 10-15 minutes, and we coughed up quite a bit of possession, but once we settled, listen, we got into our groove and started tagging points on, and I thought we were comfortable. Like.
Yeah, the platform up front, Owen McGeehan, Niall O'Donnell and Conor O'Donnell Jr., serious firepower up front. Rory, when they were building up the pitch, getting in, yous got into position, once yous broke, that pace was unbelievable, with Sheehan backing them up as well. And really, once you got the kick passing going, and particularly I thought Conor O'Donnell Sr., some of his kick passing was brilliant in the game. He had a fantastic game, Rory. So in many ways, I suppose, quite a final job done, coming through unscathed, and many good performances, isn't
it? Yeah, look, there was a lot up front, as you said. You know, the variety that was good today between a running game and a bit of the kicking. So, look, if you ask me, there's still plenty of work on that first 15 minutes, you know, in terms of stuff that we wouldn't have been happy when St. Michael's were in that set defence. I thought we were just sloppy at times. But, no, once we started to get into our rhythm, then you could see that running, hard running game coming. And as you say, some of the good kick passing inside to the inside men was good with third men running.
Yeah, it was 10-4 in that second half, and it was those two quick fire goals, I suppose, ended the game as a contest. Then you were always threatening that ability, but the two goals basically ended it as a contest.
Yeah, and they were finished well. Like Kieran Moore, I think, broke through a tackle there, and he finished it well. And it was a good kick pass inside and offload for the second one. So no, that was pleasing part of it. We probably could have been a wee bit more clinical in the first half too. Their goalkeeper made a very good save from Owen. I think it was Owen McGeehan that started the game too. But yeah, look, goals are big scores in any championship round, and they ended the contest today.
And able to unload the bench, Rory, are you keeping other managers guessing with playing Kieran Tobin in corner forward?
Conor Ford, was he in there?
God. He spotted up there a few times. I think he was up trying to get on the score sheet.
Definitely wasn't my instructions anyway if he went up there. But look, no, I suppose Kieran was away in Boston and things like that there, and he's a bit of sharpness to find, and he knows that. So look, it's good to get more minutes into him. I was pleased to be able to bring Conor Morrison back in, you know, and it was a huge journey for him to get back to where he's at now, and a testament to his, you know, dedication and commitment and sacrifice over the last sort of 18 months, really, you know, to get back on the pitch. So I'm really, really pleased for him. And yeah, that's what it's all about, just keeping that squad strong, because we know now there's going to be big tests ahead.
Yeah, and not an epitomise, I suppose, that squad play then, Morrison. His influence on the squad, and you know, his influence on the lads' training and his professionalism to him, a huge type of player to get back, not just on the pitch, but as he builds back into it, I think he's a good example to a lot of lads around him, and how to behave as a footballer.
You nailed it. Like, you know, his sort of dedication towards his training, you know, he kind of reminds me of Paddy McGrath, the way he approached it, you know, that he just absolutely empties himself every night he goes out in training. And you know, it's a great example for the younger boys, you know. He is serious knee injury, like, and a lot of people probably wouldn't have made it back from what he had to go through. So yeah, look, a lot of the medical staff, you know, and I know there's men behind the scenes like Cahill Ellison, boys like that are helping him. And you know, it was a team effort, but no, serious commitment and sacrifice from Morrison's behalf, and a great example to have in the club.